it's Dave. A word about something I wear every time I'm on stage. One golden thread. My wife introduced me to this great line of clothing that fits just about any gig I do. Their shirts breathe, move with me, and stay comfortable whether it's hot, cold, or anywhere in between. I feel like my body and soul are in tune when I wear them. They're made from tree-based fibers, and every piece helps plant a tree. I'm an affiliate, and you can use the code in the show notes for 18% off at onegoldenthread.com. Feel free and gig on. It's Dave Goodrich. Looking to take your life in music to where you want it to be, but you are unsure about where to start? I'm here to help you. Check out coaching options at davegoodrich.com/work with me. See the show notes for more details.
Welcome to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich, where music is life. From the beginning, I've always had a deep love for music. I've spent my life creating and perfecting my lifestyle to surround it. My life is an adventure in song and sound, and I'm excited to share what I collect along the way. Join me as we discover new ways to live a richer, more satisfying lifestyle in music. I'm your host, Dave Goodrich. I'm a performing singer, songwriter, producer, and music coach. I want to help you get better at what you do.
Hey there, welcome back to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich. If you're listening to this while driving, walking, cooking dinner, tuning your guitar, or just trying to remember why you loved creating in the first place, this one's for you. Let me ask you something. Have you ever hit a stretch where your creativity just went quiet? Not gone, not dead, just quiet. Songs don't land, ideas don't sparkle, everything feels a little gray. I've been there more than once. And here's the thing. I want to say this right up front. That season isn't a failure. It might be a winter. As I record this, my studio window reveals acres of thick, glossy, ice-covered snow. Flocks of birds dip and dance chaotically as they search frantically for sustenance. They congregate on small patches of ground laid bare by my shovel. They're determined to survive in spite of the winter's edge. Yesterday, I had a conversation with an artist and gallery owner. She spoke of winter, not just of the brutal cold weather we've been having, but of the creative winter she was feeling, the lack of inspiration to pursue her art. Most of us, especially musicians, artists, writers, creators, we expect inspiration to behave like summer, bright, productive, fast, but life doesn't work that way. That's where a powerful shift comes in. One I've been learning from How to Winter, written by Stanford-trained health psychologist Carrie Leibowitz. Her work reminds us that winter, literal or metaphorical, isn't something to endure. It's something to enter consciously. And that's the call. What if this quiet season isn't asking you to push harder, but to see differently? Now I know the resistance. We think, if I rest, I'll lose momentum. If I slow down, I'll fall behind. If I'm not producing, I'm failing. That voice is loud in our culture. Strategist Jeffrey Davis talks about this in his book, Tracking Wonder, how we've become obsessed with productivity at the expense of meaning. But creativity doesn't respond well to pressure. It responds to permission. And winter, creative winter especially, asks for permission to pause. Let me introduce some more wisdom from our winter navigation guides. Carrie Leibowitz teaches the power of changing perspective that winter can be appreciated, even celebrated. She points to research on all walks, intentional walks, where you're not problem solving, you're noticing, looking up, looking out, letting beauty interrupt you. Jeffrey Davis expands that idea with what he calls the six facets of wonder: openness, curiosity, bewilderment, hope, connection, admiration. He tells us where there's wonder, there's a way. Wonder isn't childish, it's strategic. Jeffrey says that while we need industry to survive and contribute, we also must choose wonder in order to thrive and create. And then there's plant enthusiast and personal growth teacher Marcus Bridgewater, also known as Garden Marcus, who grows wisdom in his backyard garden. His book, How to Grow, tells us how to nurture our inner soil to grow our garden within. On his website, he says something that stopped me in my tracks. The most important thing I've learned from gardening is that we can't make anything grow, but we can foster environments where things want to grow. That's it right there. You don't force creativity back. You prepare the soil. So what does that look like in real life? It starts with a shift. Instead of asking, why isn't this working? You ask, what environment am I living in right now? Carrie talks about rest, real rest, not scrolling rest. Marcus talks about clearing space for planting. Jeffrey talks about making each day a quest, not a checklist. This is the moment the hero steps into the winter willingly, not to disappear, but to listen. For me, this became very real a few years ago. I had lived for decades in a pretty intensely populated gated community. Lots of lovely people, homes close together, a lot of life happening all the time. And in that environment, I created a lot of meaningful work. I wrote good songs. I grew. I stayed active creatively. But eventually, a creative winter set in. Nothing was wrong exactly, but something had quieted. The ideas weren't flowing the same way. And when the opportunity came to move closer to the mountains, closer to nature, I hesitated. I didn't leap. I wasn't chasing some grand reinvention. I was honestly a little reluctant. Still, I took the step. And what I didn't realize at the time was that I wasn't changing what I was doing. I was changing the environment I was doing it in. Suddenly, there was space. Big space. Mountains, trees, silence that wasn't empty, just wide. And something unexpected happened. I surprised myself by writing music that sounded different, more classically influenced, more cinematic. Strings started showing up, longer arcs, more breathing room in the songs, almost as if the landscape itself had found its way into the music. At the same time, almost without planning it, I found myself pulled towards photography and video. I started noticing light differently, shadows, movement, perspective. New songs came floating through my head again, unannounced. Even my silk paintings changed. The sunsets where I live now, wide, layered, slow, started influencing color choices, shapes, textures. The art followed the awe. Looking back, I can see it clearly. The winter didn't end because I forced it to. It ended because I allowed it to be winter long enough for something new to emerge. And that spring, it wasn't what I expected, but it was exactly what wanted to grow. And even now, new tunes are arriving, ones I'm genuinely excited about, not because I chased them, but because I made room. If you're ready to make room for something new to emerge in your musical life, or your creative life in general, here are a few simple, doable things to help you make that happen. Number one, seek awe. Small awes count. A tree. The sky. A chord that rings just the right way. A lyric you didn't write. Awe softens the nervous system, and soft systems create better art. Two, dedicate a space for wonder. Not a workspace. A wonder space. A chair. A notebook, a park bench, an instrument that doesn't owe you anything. Number three, create positive expectations. Instead of nothing's coming, try something is rearranging. Expectations shape experience. Four, commit without forcing. Marcus reminds us growth has an arc. You still show up, you just don't whip the soil. Here's the quiet truth. When you stop chasing inspiration, it starts noticing you. Jeffrey Davis writes, "When you are primed to pay attention to wonder, you'll heed the call of inspiration. Wonder disarms the inner critic, and suddenly a line appears. A melody hums. An idea taps your shoulder. Not loud, but alive. That's not the end of winter. That's the first bud." So, if you're in a creative winter right now, you're not broken. You're not behind. You're not done. You're being invited to wonder your way forward. Rest. Notice. Prepare the ground. Spring doesn't need to be forced. It remembers how to arrive. I'm Dave Goodrich. Thanks for sharing this time with me. If you're wondering how to navigate the ebbs and flows in your musical life, I'm here for you. Wherever you are in your creative season, you're exactly where growth can begin. Until next time, much love and much music.
To never miss an episode, click the subscribe button. To sign up for the 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich newsletter, go to 15minutes.powersongtribe.media. That's 15minutes.powersongtribe.media.
Presented by Powersong Tribe, a songwriting adventure company. Own your song, own your power.